Good morning and welcome to the March 2020 Citizens Market Accountability Advisory Committee teleconference. Our meeting is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register and is recorded with transcribed minutes available at our website. Please do not place this call on hold. Press star 6 to mute your line and pound 6 to unmute your line. If you are speaking on today's call, please identify yourself prior to speaking. Our meeting is convening now, and Chairman Newell, would you like for me to proceed with roll call?
Yes, please, Barbara.
Lizette Perez? Bill Zellman?
Here.
Lee Gorodetsky?
Here.
Steve Roddenberry?
Here.
Kurt Lewin?
Here.
Ken Norberg?
Here.
Greg Roeke?
Here.
Paula Lutz? Bruce Lucas? Suzanne Murphy? Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Barbara. Welcome, everybody. I know we're in some interesting times right now. I'm sure most of us are working remotely. Most of us, our daily lives have been certainly interrupted in our normal routine, but thanks for everybody taking the time today to continue to be part of this committee and this call today. So with that in mind, let's go ahead. Behind tab one is the approval of the prior meeting minutes, which was December 5th, 2019. Do I hear a motion to approve?
And this is Lee Gorodetsky. I make a motion to approve.
This is Phil Zellman. I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion, deletions, or corrections to the past minutes? Okay, without any, those minutes are now approved. Let's go behind tab two is agency services update with Carl Rockman. Carl, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman Newell. For the record, this is Carl Rockman, Senior Director of Agency and Market Services. I'll begin my report on page two of my presentation covering the current agent and agency counts. You will see a net decline in new agencies and agents, both total state and in Tri-County. We're attributing this primarily to consolidations that we're seeing and greater efficiencies inside the agency network that we work in. That trend obviously may change if more demand for citizens' products emerges due to market conditions. But for now, we're reporting a net drop in total agencies and total agents statewide, and then agents, agencies, and LCRs in Tri-County. Our agency segmentation footprint has not changed dramatically, no significant shifts there, but still reporting 63% of citizens' agents have less than 50 policies in force. Are there any questions at all on the current agent or agent count report?
Any questions from the committee at this point? All right, Carl, keep moving.
We'll move to page three of my report. This is our performance violation report. Obviously, performance violations are indication of agent quality in terms of new business submissions. Any disruption here can have a negative impact on the consumer. We have gone ahead and stacked the 2018 and 2019 results at the top, and we're pleased to report that our first month of January of 2020, we're seeing a net improvement in performance violation percentage to new business. We attribute this to great support and attendance at our previous performance violation webinars that were widely attended, and also just significantly more engagement at the agency level to pay attention to what we're looking for here in terms of new business quality. You'll notice at the bottom right-hand corner, we've sent out 635 warning notices, but they've only resulted in 54 suspensions, and zero agents have been terminated due to the program. But we're very pleased to report that based on the warning notices and suspensions that we do send, we do tend to get the attention of the agent, work with them to improve their performance and make sure that the customer is well served. So pleased to report these results, and we hope to hold that 3% or improve upon it through this year. Four is late submissions. You'll see The numbers have moved a little bit here in the right direction. We attribute this to more adoption of electronic payments. Consumers are becoming more comfortable with our My Policy platform. Also, our one-time payment feature on our public website is being more widely adopted. The more the customer can go ahead and pay, obviously, the faster we can get the business out. But we also recognize that agents are more conscious of getting documents into us when they're needed, and we're seeing a net improvement here. Good for the agency and good for the customer as these numbers come down. Warning notices in this space are significantly less. We believe we have good control from our agencies in this space in terms of late submission management. Page 5 is the requested MAC presentation on the performance violations and late submissions by county. We break these out by statewide and tri-county. You'll see this is just in January, and you'll see now that tri-county is now dominating both spaces. And we'll continue to work with our agencies in Tri-County who may become more dependent on citizens to make sure that they understand our rules and don't fall into any adverse situations with our performance programs. And lastly, page 6 covers – I'm sorry, is there a question?
Any questions from the committee? Nope.
No.
Okay.
This is Lee Gordeski. I would just say I'm happy with the numbers that they're improving, but I think – you'll find that South Florida will respond more to the warning notices and the suspensions if they keep coming, that they'll respond to that more than anything else.
And Lee, we appreciate that. We definitely don't want to send those suspensions or warning notices, but they do have that intended impact of getting the agency's attention. And once we send them, we've had no lack of support from the agents to engage and great with our agency management network. We're able to engage, and the whole idea here is improvement. The whole idea is good for the customer. Let's show you the rules. So sometimes those signals are a little strong, but we think they're being received in the right way, along with the additional education we put around it that I'll cover in just a second.
And the numbers are good. It's good news. It's just that with the market the way it is, the expectation of more coming in is likely.
Yeah, we're very aware of that, and we're going to be talking through that in just a second with agent outreach and some additional things to make sure that if the market shifts, we're prepared for it.
I'm sure. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And page 6, I'll just cover briefly our agent outreach efforts for 2020. Our agent roundtable has had 2 meetings already this year. We just wrapped a live meeting in the West Palm Beach area on March 5th. All-day meeting, great attendance, great engagement, great feedback from our agency partners. Our agent association, Citizens Essentials, and convention presence will continue pending any adverse impacts with what we're dealing with now. We did conclude a classroom session for the Broward Latin agents that was very widely attended. That introduced our new Citizens Essentials training that we'll be introducing at all the convention sites this year. We're going to continue our webinar series, our performance and late submission violation webinars. We ran a session on the 27th that 86 folks attended. We have also run a series of webinars both on the 17th of March and today at 2 p.m. Covering clearinghouse and mobile homes. We'll be introducing mobile homes to the clearinghouse next week, and we're running some webinars to get agents comfortable with that. Also running them through mobile home guidelines, mobile home claim settlements. We know how important the mobile home market is and what Citizens does to support it, so we feel very good about being able to deliver that webinar series. And there'll be upcoming webinars introducing our My Agency platform very shortly. And then last but not least, we will be re-kicking off our Agency Association Power Hours that we do in partnership with our agent associations. We'll be reaching out to you to make sure that we're in constant contact with your agencies as we would do regularly, but never more important than to stay in close contact in these uncertain times. So look for us to be engaging you and your leadership to connect with your agencies and be as responsive as we can to their needs and the needs of the policyholders we mutually serve. With that, I'll take any questions that the committee may have.
Hey, Carl, this is Dave Newell. I just had one question. You know, I know it's suspensions are limited, but what's the process once the agent is suspended to come out of that process and be able to reestablish themselves within Citizens?
Once the agent is put on a suspension, the initial suspension is 30 days. And what that does is it suspends them from new business submissions. It does not suspend them from servicing their customers, doing policy changes, working with customers through renewal. It just suspends them from submitting new business. Once they come out of that suspension, they continue to be monitored, and any subsequent violation would put them into a 60-day suspension. They were seeing numbers in the high 80s of agents that are suspended and never have a recurrence at any level. So, again, while the suspension is a little bit of a timeout, it's designed as a cooling-off period. It's also designed for us to get with them to deliver the necessary education before they start submitting business again. So 30 days is the minimum. It can extend to 90 on that second violation, but clearly we don't have a lot of agents moving from the 30 to 90. Mostly the 30-day suspension gets their attention. And you can see from the results, warning notice. Look at that. The warning notice alone, when they see the consequences of not having the ability to work with Citizens for new business, it does the necessary work for us to get the engagement up and to get them to support the program.
Okay, but more specifically, Carl, this is Dave Newell again. What's the process for them to come out? You know, the 30 days is over. Is there any requirement that they do with you all as far as a process to be able to write new business again?
Sure, Dave. At this point, no. At this point, it's purely a timeout, but we do look for engagement with our agency management group to offer education. We will be shortly going to that prescriptive education that I've been describing to you. Once we stand up our new learning management system, we'll be looking to maybe have them take a specific course. Right now, we administer that more one-on-one, but we'll be looking to engage, have them take a course specific to the issue, and then reemerge. But right now, they typically come out of it just based on the calendar, not due to engagement. But again, we're seeing great engagement voluntarily, but we're going to be mechanizing that very shortly.
Yeah. All right. Well, any questions from the committee about Carl's report?
No, it was very concise and very quick.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Okay. Well, thank you. Excellent report, Carl. Behind tab three, folks, is just for information purposes only, is about depopulation in the clearinghouse. So I guess we'll go right into new business. And I thought whether Carl or Steve wanted to comment on this. You know, we're all being disruptive, not only in our personal lives but business lives, but certainly dealing with the transaction of insurance. So just from a citizen standpoint, how are you guys handling this disruption from a staffing and a production capacity?
Chairman Newell, good afternoon, or good morning still, actually. This is Steve Bichar, Chief of Underwriting Agency Services, for the record. I will tell you that, without a doubt, this has been a challenging time for the world, quite frankly. And I'm very pleased to be able to report to the committee that Citizens is really unaffected. We have had very strong business continuity plans in place, and this pandemic has given us the opportunity to test the resiliency of the organization. We have more than 90% of our employees working voluntarily from home with no impact to productivity or quality. We continue business as usual so that we are able to support our policyholders and our agents without interruption. So we feel very confident that we can sustain through whatever challenges may come our way, and we've really been able to push the limits, if you will, on being able to respond. So from our perspective, we have no concerns. We hope that our agent partners that are calling in on the 800 line and submitting business, et cetera, are feeling no impact at all whatsoever. We've reached out to our vendor partners as well. All of them are business as usual, uninterrupted, and we feel very, very confident in our response at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Any questions from the committee for Steve or Carl under new business?
Nope. It's a great job, though.
Thank you.
Well, I certainly don't want to open up a can of worms, but I think it's just proper at this point because a lot of press is going to start breaking on this. Demotech is coming out with an announcement today, so be on the lookout for that, of carriers that may feel being downgraded. So and I know Citizens is on it. They'll be reviewing and see what and how they can play in any more disruption in the marketplace. There's already a lot of it with non-renewals and cancellations that are already out there beyond that started way before coronavirus ever was even contemplated. So just thought I'd mention that for those on the group or agents. We're agent associations, and we follow this stuff. So just, again, be attentive, and because your customers, I'm sure, will be seeing some of this and be calling and you as an agent to see what needs to be done if you happen to have a policy with one of those companies. So other than that, anything else for the good of the order?
Just a quick question. This is Lee Gorodetsky. Did you say that our company, Citizens, is going to be on the list as well?
No, absolutely not.
I never said who anybody was going to be on the list.
Okay. Okay, I just wasn't sure if I heard that at all. I want to make sure, so definitely not. Okay.
Yes, Citizens is not rated by Demotech or anyone for that matter, so that would not be a possibility.
Yeah.
And that is what I thought, so I just wanted to make sure.
Okie doke. So, anything else, I guess? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Chairman, I would like
yes,
to make a
Phil.
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Phil. And second?
Right.
Do I hear a second?
That's Lee Gordon. I'll be a second. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thanks. Be safe, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.